The New Country, 96.3. Second
date update.
We got Cole standing by this morning. Cole had a great first date with Adriana, but no second date. We're going to see if you can help him out this morning. First of all, Cole, tell everybody how you met Adriana.
We met on a dating app, and we decided to go for some drinks, margaritas, have something to eat.
Okay.
That's how we met, yeah.
All right, and obviously that sounded like it was a pretty good date, but are we correct in assuming there was no second date?
There hasn't been yet. Hopefully my luck will change, but yeah, I thought we had a great date, and we were chatting via DM on her Instagram, and you know, there was some back and forth there, and then it just kind of stopped all of a sudden, and I can't really figure out why.
Okay. Well, let's have us give her a call, see if we can figure out what's going on, see if we can get you a second date, okay?
Sounds good.
Hello?
Hi, is this Adriana?
Yeah.
Hey, this is the Hawkeye in the Morning Show from New Country 96.3. Can we talk to you on the air for a second?
Hi, sure.
You know, the reason we're calling you is we have a feature on the show called Second Date Update. And people call us when they had a great first date, but for some reason didn't progress to a second date. And we got a call about you, Adriana.
Oh, should I be worried?
Well, I mean, actually, the guy who called us said you guys had a great date. His name was Cole. Do you remember going out with Cole?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do.
He said you guys had a great date. Then he said he never heard from you after that.
Yep, that's about accurate.
Well, he asked us to call on his behalf because he couldn't figure out why, because he thought the date was so well.
Well, the date was fine. Then he started freaking me out.
Why? What did he do?
Well, after our date, he started liking and commenting everything I posted on Instagram. Like, everything. It was just excessive. He started by, like, going back just a few days, and then it was a few weeks. Then it was months, and the final straw was he went back over a year.
So, like, what is he do? What is he commenting on there? How many comments can he come up with?
Well, honestly, the man should have a career as like a social media marketer because he had like endless things to say, and it was everything. I mean, there was even this picture of me with this guy I used to date, and he commented, I think it's from a movie, but he said, I got her number. How about them apples? I think it's from Good Will Hunting or something.
Yes.
And I just was like, what?
Oh, man.
Okay.
Like,
wow.
Yeah. What?
And because of all that, that's why you decided not to continue talking to him?
Yeah. It's just, you know, it was too creepy. It was too creepy for me.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. He asked us to call on his behalf. We didn't know any of that. He's actually on the other line. This is totally up to you. Can we bring him on this conversation just so he gets some closure? If you don't want to do this, we can end this right now. It's totally up to you.
Sure. I mean, why not?
Okay. All right. Cole, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. And I got to say, Adriana, like, you put stuff out on the internet. Why? For people to comment. And I commented. Other people would call that showing interest. So I don't think I did anything wrong there.
It's just weird. It's just wrong. You shouldn't be that invasive, and you don't have an all-access pass to comment on everything in my life because we had one date. I mean,
well,
that's
kind of do because you have all this stuff on the internet. Like, who thinks their public profiles are somehow locked behind key? They're not. They're out there. When you start dating someone, don't you check out what they've been up to? And if you're interested, you say, hey, a witty quote from movie.
No, I'm sorry. It was creepy. It wasn't witty. It was weird. And you just, going back a year, going through everything retroactively and, like, putting your comment on it or your mark on it, it's weird. I'm not a fire hydrant. You don't need to, like, pee on me and mark your territory. It was weird.
Your friend Jamie, she comments on everything, right? Because she's got her stamp on everything you've ever put out. Like, what's the difference between her and me?
She doesn't do it all in one day. Also, you don't even know her.
Well, I feel like I do. I've checked out her stuff. It's pretty cute.
Dude, you need help. This is, like, next level. I'm sorry, but this is not okay. And, like, I think I'm doing you a public service here. Don't do this again. It's creepy.
Okay, we're gonna jump in here. Our goal was to see Adriana if you wanted to go out with Cole a second time. We would pick up
that answer's no.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
All right. Really appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks.
Have a great day.
Cole, obviously you didn't get the answer you're looking for, but at least you got a little closure when it comes to Adriana.
Yeah, you know, look, it's not the answer I wanted to hear, but I'm glad we're following each other. At least I'm following her. So, you know, I can keep tabs and and say hello every once in a while.
You know, maybe it should just let it go and just kind of move on and not follow her, just unfollow her. I think she would appreciate that.
Okay, Hawkeye, I'm supposed to be listening to you on who to follow and not follow. Who are you, man?